Welcome to the March 2022 update of Project Passive. My name's Mitchell Kuchonda. If you prefer to read as opposed to listen to this, feel free to head to my website, kdmhealth.com. That's kdmhealth.com. There you can click on the Project Passive link and read the diary in its entirety in your own time. I also house all links I refer to in this podcast on the blog as well. Furthermore, absolutely none of what I'm talking about or have ever talked about is financial advice in any way, shape or form. Things like hindsight bias, home country bias, anchoring, confirmation bias, loss aversion, recency bias, etc. can all creep in at times. Few humans are immune. I'm simply sharing my thoughts and actions to keep myself accountable in real time on this journey. So the March 2022 quote is, "If somebody else can decide what can happen within you right now, isn't this the ultimate slavery?" by Sadhguru. Thursday, the 3rd of March, an interesting article titled "The Top 1% Invest 61% of Their Wealth in One Asset Class," end quote, popped up on LiveWire Markets. That one asset class is equities, and it sure created some debate. I don't understand why. Actually, cancel that. I know exactly why, and it's stupid. Ego and attachment doesn't serve anyone well long term. While I have my investment preferences, it doesn't blind me to the reality that great returns can be made on any asset class with the right temperament. The comments section alone is worth checking out, and there's a link on the blog to the article. Friday, the 4th of March. The devastation from the floods in southeast Queensland and the northern rivers of New South Wales continues. The need for drinking water, food, clothes, bedding, hygiene products, cleaning products, gloves, phones, batteries, board games for kids, and the list goes on. I've been donating what I can and helping out when possible. It's humbling to see the damage. We humans aren't much in this world without tools. It's also wonderful to see the communities from different towns and people from out of town using social media to connect, share up-to-date information on what's needed and where. The market is down a couple of percent again here in Australia, following on from the red session overnight in offshore markets. Saturday, the 5th of March. Mystery solved. And it's a website link there. It's a bit of a joke, but it's worth checking out. Tuesday, the 8th of March. Lots of red overnight in the USA, with the worst day in the market since October 2020, while yesterday the ASX was down. Something I've been thinking about for a while is a correlation between martial arts training and market fluctuations. I feel a reality and confrontation of martial arts training, and I'm talking about grappling and striking arts, is lacking in society these days. Quality martial arts training keeps us accountable and humble in ways people who don't practice might find it difficult to understand. Plus, the peace of mind that it can bring pays greater returns than any investment. I also see similarities between combat training and market drawdowns. I find holding my nerve investing easy compared to escaping mount, being in guard with strikes, or wrestling sessions with tough, skilled training partners. I find doing these things is far more challenging than doing nothing, which is what most of sound passive investing outside the dollar cost averaging part is all about. Investors, or more succinctly, speculators, need to get a grip and do difficult things, mainly physically, regularly in life. It makes market gyrations of the share market pale in comparison, at least in my experience. Nickel prices are up hundreds of a percent, and I read online that a guy apparently lost $1 billion because of this price, enormous jump in nickel prices. The concept of enough is something most people never comprehend, and certainly that guy would be in this situation, along the lines of when you've won the game, stop playing. It's vital to understand enough if you don't understand it already. Interestingly, Joe Rogan talked about having a stash of cash as FU money so you never have to worry again. Again, that falls under the umbrella of enough. It's a worthy study. Thursday, the 10th of March. Overnight, Amazon announced a 1-for-20 stock split and a share buyback. Buybacks show a way many companies return value to shareholders. Thursday, the 17th of March. Overnight, the Fed signaled numerous interest rate rises ahead for 2022, and surprise, surprise, the market ended the day strongly in the green. Who'd have thought? My uncle, who we went down to visit last month, sadly took his last breath this morning, passing in his sleep. Knowing this was coming doesn't change the emotions once it's happened. He lived an amazing life, added enormous value to everyone around him, and was positive, happy, and kind. He was an integral part of surfing history here in Australia and has a bunch of funny stories. One, when he was still living at home with his mum, dad, and sister, his mum and dad being my grandparents and his sister being my mum, he was asked by a surf movie maker, and this would have been the late 1960s, to mine the money made from the movie premiere while they all went out to party. Now, this was many, many thousands of dollars. So my uncle went home because he never drank or smoked. That's why he was asked to mine the money, only to have his mum find the money and accuse him of selling drugs and stealing. This couldn't be further from the truth. He always got the short end of the stick, literally, from Nana. Rest in peace, mate. Morgan Housel's blog is sensational. Over the past month, I've read all of his articles. I don't recommend anything investment-wise, but I do recommend investing a portion of your time to digest his fantastic written observations over at his blog at The Collective Fund, and I've linked a couple of articles on the blog. Friday, the 18th of March, dividend day. For new readers, this is when companies pay part of their profits to owners, who are shareholders, and we owners have the option to automatically reinvest these profits to buy more shares in the company, or receive the profits in cash in our bank and save them, spend them, or invest them elsewhere. Not all companies pay dividends, and that's okay, as they can return value to shareholders via 1. Dividends, 2. Share buybacks, 3. Reinvesting in the business, 4. Paying down debt, or 5. Mergers and acquisitions. Saying that strong personal biases exist when it comes to this area of investing would be a gross understatement. I'm not going to open this can of worms now, as I've covered it in prior entries. Each of us needs to figure out what suits us best. The behavioral aspects of investing should not be underestimated. They are the sole reason I write this Project Passive Diary, as the shortest pencil is better than the longest memory. Thursday, the 24th of March. Speaking of returning value to shareholders, Australian bank NAB recently announced a $2.5 billion share buyback. Now that's 3 of the big 4 banks here in Australia returning billions of dollars of value back to their owners. Then we have STW, which is the ASX 200, top 200 company index, projected to distribute 72 cents per unit for the March 2022 quarter, which is up from 52 cents in the March 2021 quarter. That's around a 38% increase in income for the quarter. Considering official inflation is running around 8%, shares are doing their job in protecting purchasing power. This is an incredibly underrated but most important aspect of investing. Friday, the 25th of March. According to the Australian Financial Review, ANZ Bank here in Australia have created a stablecoin pegged to the Australian dollar. Stablecoins are a gateway to cryptocurrencies. ANZ said, and I quote, "We anticipate the digital asset economy will accelerate, and a foundational element will be a digital Aussie dollar." This is very interesting. Monday, the 28th of March. The famous Trinity study of the 4% withdrawal rate, make that the 4% safe withdrawal rate for investors, was recently redone until 2021 using real market returns. The original study was conducted in 1995, so the originator of the concept wanted to retest it, which I think is fantastic. It's worth checking out, and I've got a link to that study in the blog. Also today, Tesla announced they intend to do a stock split as well. From my understanding, and I could be wrong, stock splits are a sign of bullishness for companies, but they also are very helpful to company employees. Splitting stocks 1 for 10 or 1 for 20 doesn't change anything fundamentally. The market cap is still the same, but it does make the price of the company much lower, enabling company employees to more easily buy shares and become part owners of the company they work for. It's a great incentive. Using Tesla as an example, if their price right now is roughly $1,000 per share, but they do a 1 for 10 split, and this is just an example, I have absolutely no idea what they plan to do, the stock, instead of being $1,000, now is $100 per share, and it's easier for employees to accumulate shares with a part of their wages. I think it's a fantastic incentive. Tuesday, the 29th of March, parts of southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales again have flooded. Unfortunately, the same parts. I copped it this time as well, enjoying a couple of 16-hour days, moving furniture, mop and bucket in hand, and washing machine in overdrive. The Vanguard Australian Share Fund, which is VAS, which is the top 300 companies in Australia based on market cap, today announced an estimated March quarter distribution of $1.99 per unit. That's a 160% income increase from the previous corresponding period, the same March quarter last year. Talk about shares doing their job protecting purchasing power. I read online it's probably got a lot to do with BHP's rebalancing in the index, meaning the index would have to sell parts of the other 300 companies to make up the index for BHP's rebalance. Therefore, some capital gains and capital losses would happen from the buying and from the selling of these companies, which sounds like it's netted in an enormous capital gain. We'll find out soon enough, though. That wraps up the March 2022 update. Thank you for listening, as always, and I look forward to updating you next month.